The Kansas City Chiefs posted a 2-14 record last year, the worst season in franchise history. This year, they are the only unbeaten team left through the first seven games. As Only a Game's Greg Eklund reports, the Chiefs are making noise, literally and figuratively, as a contender for the Super Bowl.
Kansas City fans suffered in quiet agony as they watched the Chiefs muddle through lackluster seasons in 2011 and 12. But with their team undefeated, they took on a competitive challenge of their own. Two weekends ago, the fans set out to restore Arrowhead's reputation as the loudest outdoor stadium in the NFL. This time, it would be recorded for posterity in the Guinness Book of World Records. Philip Robertson, an adjudicator for Guinness, was on hand for the October 13th home game against the arch-rival Oakland Raiders.
My role is to make sure that every record attempt that I attend has guidelines that are followed correctly, to make sure the attempt is fair, and so that I can actually state on the day whether the record has been successful or not.
The Chiefs left everything on the field, handily defeating Oakland 24-7, and the fans left everything in the stands. The previous record, set just a month earlier in Seattle, fell in the final minute of the game.
Chiefs fans with a decibel level of 137.5, you are the
world. The decibel level of 137.5, a notch below the sound of a jet engine, sounded sweet to the Chiefs, but left Oakland with ringing ears. Starting quarterback Alex Smith, in his first year with the team after an offseason trade with San Francisco, noted the effect the cacophonous fans had on the Raiders' offense.
I certainly think a lot of guys maybe have a little smirk on their face sitting on the sidelines watching them go out there. And I mean, just the problems it caused, all the delay games, the false starts, the sacks. It's tough to play in that type of environment.
Raiders quarterback Terrell Pryor was sacked 10 times. When Raiders coach Dennis Allen was asked about the noise level, he sheepishly admitted,
It was a factor.
Monday is typically a day for players to rest and heal injuries sustained during Sunday's game. But fans who attended the Chiefs-Raiders game also needed recovery time, courtesy of hot tea and honey for their vocal cords.
I was in rough shape on Monday. I hope a lot of Kansas City, I think when you made phone calls, people on the phone, it was pretty good.
That's Dave Shipman, who hasn't missed a Chiefs home game since the late 1980s and feels thrilled to see and hear the glory restored.
This morning when the lots opened, there was probably as many cars as there was at our regular games last year. So it's nice to see the enthusiasm back at Arrowhead.
Diehard fan Bob Danley, anointed by former Chiefs president Carl Peterson as the Pope of Arrowhead, arrives to tailgate in his hearse, in which only diehard Chiefs fans are allowed to ride. When taking his seat in the grandstands for last Sunday's game against Houston, Danley still wasn't 100% from the week before.
Did I have a voice on Monday? Not much. I don't have a whole lot left today, but I still got some left for the game.
The fans saw a nail-biter last Sunday as the Chiefs beat the Texans 17-16. They're now the first team in NFL history to start a season 7-0 after completing the previous season with the worst record in the league. It's all been music to the ears of the new Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. Going back to his days with the Philadelphia Eagles, Reid knew how hostile an environment Arrowhead can be for visitors. During last Sunday's game, however, the Texans pushed the Chiefs till the end, but
nobody ever hung their head during the game or didn't rise up to that challenge. I thought they did a good job. Appreciated the support of the fans. They were all in, and that was very impressive again.
Reid says he can feel the ground shake when the fans at Arrowhead are on their feet. He's hoping for another crescendo and an eighth straight win against Cleveland on Sunday. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kansas City Chiefs remain undefeated with a 2013 record of 7-0.